What's the 420 facts?
Wait, okay, so what are we doing? We're doing, how are we opening?
I don't know. I didn't do my
homework. I'm not asking you. How are we opening? Okay, well. You know what I feel like? I feel like because it's us here, we should open up with the Drake and stuff.
Yeah, go ahead.
Nice. Drake stuff, nice. Yeah. Sorry, yeah, again, because I didn't do my homework. Man, I'm finished.
I don't care about that stuff.
Huh? I'm scared.
Oh. Whenever you're ready.
You on? Yeah, whenever
you're ready. Oh, yeah, I'm ready,
yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Well, hello.
I'm screaming.
Yeah, I mean, it's your boy LOK, yo, man. Spark the convo. We are here. You know, happy that we're able to be with y'all for another week. We missed out last week. Don't really remember why, but a lot is going on and a lot has been going on. So what better way to bring in your new week than starting off with a new episode of Spark the Convo? I'm your boy LOK, yo.
Yeah, AD here, back again. We kind of broke our streak, but I mean, we still consistent though. So
okay, I usually go last week because I went last time, but okay. But you know, Jay Jigga Man, that's me.
Yeah, now I see why you went last.
Hey, yo, it's Jay G Jesse.
Yeah. Why you went last, right? You know, yeah, you fried yourself.
Everybody feeling good today? Anybody want to get anything off their chest before we get started?
Nah.
Unless you want to talk about basketball early, because that's all I got on my
okay,
mind right
so
now.
Okay, so no.
Hey, that's where I came from, brother.
Yeah, left wrist humbling. Nephew's home blizzard.
I think the best way to open up is you know, social media right now is on fire. The streets are on fire. Everybody that is invested in hip-hop is on fire. And who better to bring you the hip-hop news than your hip-hop aficionado, myself?
Screw it.
In the streets right now is a brewing... a beef that's been brewing for years at this point, you know, between Drake, Kendrick Lamar, Rick Ross has thrown his hat in the mix. Who was it? Kanye, as of about 2 hours ago.
Yep.
Dissed Drake and J. Cole again.
The Weeknd. Hip hop, but.
You know, everyone in rap besides myself, right? how do y'all feel about the temperatures? Chris Brown and Quavo, can't forget that.
I thought you were just speaking more specific.
Well, everyone is upset with somebody,
right?
Yeah,
this is everybody.
Talk about all of it.
How do y'all feel about the climate of hip-hop right now with all of the animosity in the air?
Man. Negroes is... I can't even say they're sparring because Quavo and Chris Brown is going for the neck, bro. Pause. That's crazy. But y'all know what I mean. They going for each other. I can't even say what I was about to say again. But they going at it, bro. And then K-Dot and Drake. Man, this is entertaining for me as a fan. As, you know, the guy next to the hip-hop aficionado over here. It's entertaining.
Yeah, I would say it's entertaining for the K-Dot and Drake back and forth. But for the Chris Brown and the Quavo joint, that joint seemed more serious than just music. I ain't gonna lie, so... I mean, it's interesting, but, you know, stuff like that could get real crazy outside of the music.
Do y'all feel as if the current state of pause beef that we are that we are in, right? Do you feel that it is... Because me personally, I feel like today, the animosity in rap is driven by the internet, right? I feel like it's less focused on the rappers and more focused on who the internet will favor and who's the funniest and who whatever, right? Because... In these conversations, I try not to be too nostalgic about, you know, the current state of hip hop, but I feel like in a big part of it plays a big part of that plays with who is at the head of all of this, being Drake, being, you know, someone who is a social media darling, someone who caters to the internet when he, you know, speaks and, you know, raps. Do you feel as if because he's the one at the helm of this all, there's almost an unseriousness that is existing in music right now when it comes to rap beef?
I mean, we spoke about it like 3 weeks ago. Like I said it, like, yo, he's gonna play the internet games. He's gonna obviously post. He's gonna, you know, make jokes of this, that, and the third. So I feel like I think it's very unserious at a point because, like, you know, it's entertainment. Like you gotta entertain. You gotta let it brew up a little bit. And then now I feel like he's taking it a little bit more serious because, you know, he's dropping the record and this, that, and the third. So, you know, he's still going to throw some little jokes in there with the stories and all that. So he's still going to play them internet games.
Yeah, he definitely playing internet games because even on when he dropped that joke with the mariachi band, that's literally a joke. Metro! That joke is all jokes. And I think, no lie, it's kind of...
I didn't find it funny.
screwed. You gotta lie. No. Bro, that joint is funny, bro. Like, you can't sit here and lie and say it's not. I forgot the aficionado doesn't like that one. But nah, he
don't like that part of the aspect of the pause beef.
I'm screaming, but
the pause beef.
It's funny because I feel like he did it because he knows the demographic. His demographic is a bunch of little kids, and that's what they're gonna, you know, play all day and know and remember and legit. Okay, oh yeah, he did this crazy. This is crazy how you let a Mariachi band curse you out and all that stuff. So I think
it's literally a trending sound on TikTok right now.
Bro, literally. You know?
And you know, that's why I say it speaks to the unseriousness of it all, right? And realistically, if I'm being frank, yes, of course that is funny. Of course that is something that is, you know, but at the end of the day, this is the producer, right?
Yeah.
And not saying you can't do the producer, by all means, right? But I'm like, I want you to have that same energy towards the rappers, which I'm not going to lie, he has. Now, to me, of course, y'all know where I stand on that. I think it's been a mid-performance from that side of the table. But, you know, mid or not, I feel like what I commend him for is coming to play the game, right? I've said that, yo, you have been getting slapped around by this dude for years, and yeah, you chose to say nothing, right? I commend you for finally standing up. I commend you for finally stepping to the plate and swinging. Just because I might not find it all that entertaining from your side, I still commend him for that.
Honestly, like, it's definitely been super entertaining, and I feel like the internet stuff is definitely a big part of that. Like, it's like the showmanship that goes along with like being an artist and being a successful artist, because it's necessary. And I feel like the same stuff was going on back in the day. Like, 50 Cent done had mad issues and mad different people, and he's done like the jokes and this and that. Even today, still to this day, 50 Cent is still like making jokes on people, doing posts, like going crazy. So I feel like that's always been a part of it, and it will be a part of it. Now, as for Drake, like, actually stepping up and competing, I feel like more often than not, he has, because he has, like, all of these, like I kind of spoke on before, like, the layered, like, tracks, like, I'm just sending it out there, but it does fit you, and then, like, later down the line, everybody's going to get that it did fit you and it was you. Like, I feel like he's been doing that. Only person that he couldn't really, like, get on that with for real is Push, because Push really just came out and, like, ended him, like, off the rip. But I feel like, you feel me? That's his L for sure. But I mean, I do commend him on, like, I do commend him for, you know, stepping up and taking this serious. And he's dead, like, applying pressure right now. Crazy.
You know, and like I said, because I'm trying to speak from an objective standpoint, right? I truthfully, because like I said about Kendrick and them earlier, right? I said, I think the way Kendrick views this is, you have not put out one bar towards me that I feel is even, not that it's not worth my time, but it's worth me going on your timeline. Just because you're saying, hey, drop, you know, hurry up, you know, we're waiting on you. I don't think nothing you, like me as a rapper, if Drake is shooting at me like this, and I'm as calculated, I'm as, pardon me, nice as I am, this is not enough to push me, especially if I'm coming from where I'm coming from. Big gang bangers, big, you know, street and all of that. You saying I have a size 7 shoe, I'm in a bad deal. What's your favorite line? I'm Prince's son or whatever. Like, that don't move me. And then the move yesterday, you used the AI, Pac and Snoop, right? That stuff don't move me. I know, like, well, I don't know if he's going to say it on air, but Adonis was like, yo, you know, that's, I'm just trying to get back.
If I wasn't going to say it on air, now it's on air.
Like, yo, you know, like, that's your idol. Like, he used your idol to talk to you. I'm like, dog, what did he say? He's like, the ghost of me is a dude under 5'5". Like, you still just joking around. And to me, that would not move me to say, let me turn up my timetable and kill you. Because I probably do have something in place that is going to assassinate all your little antics and theatrics, right? Cool. If that's the case, do y'all believe that Kendrick has to adhere to the clock that Drake is putting him on?
Well, look, he doesn't have to adhere specifically to that clock, but we can't get the response a month from today. Because, like, not only is it because Drake is applying that extra pressure, like, with what he dropped last night, but also off the fact of, like, you feel me? You've been like, sending shots at dude for years, really. Like, I don't specifically remember, like, the shots or whatever, but he finally, like, no, you finally came out and, like, sent something directly at him. There's no denying that this is at him. Like, this is for all your dogs getting buried. You always talk about, like, you next to Mike Jack, you the king. Like, Prince outlived Mike Jack. Like, bro, I sent those lines directly to you now. So now game is on. You took your what? He took, like, 3 weeks or something?
3 weeks.
Like, 3 weeks.
And you're, like, the king of we waited 4 days where y'all at. You took 3 weeks, but yeah.
But, like, bro, I think since you finally shot directly at him, now time is on. Now the clock is going. And you can't start that fire and jump out the window and do that and then ask yourself, damn, like, this fire is spreading real fast. Oof, like, yo, fire, slow down.
So I hear your point, right? And when I'm speaking, I don't want it to make it sound like I'm talking to you, more so like the internet people that are saying that correlates to you, right? Because the big thing is, it's similar, well, like what you said. You were like, we're in it now. So you have to respond now, right? I think when you look at the history of beef, right, there's not too many where it was like, yo, he got at me Monday, Friday, we here, right? Like, these dudes was going around city to city. They waited till they got it to New York. Yo, Flex, turn that beat on. I'm here. Or you going to catch it on the album. I had to just Google it right now because I couldn't remember the release date. Hov does Takeover at Summer Jam. We obviously know Summer Jam is June, July, right? We didn't get a response from that until Stillmatic. Stillmatic dropped in December, right? Like, and those are two of the greatest diss tracks ever. I think this whole new timeline, I need you to respond right away, that's just a new thing because of how fast music is going.
Yeah, I was
going to
say that.
But I feel like Kendrick is not of this cloth of the new music cloth. Kendrick's OGs are Dre, Game done beef with everybody, right? Like, these are dudes where they did things on their time. They didn't jump out because you made them jump out, whatever. I feel like he's adhering to that. I feel like he knows how to play the game. I feel like him being as big as he is, he's calculated anyway. So he knows how to approach this, how he's doing it. Drake, I think, is catering to the internet crowd. Like, aha, they only got like a week's attention span anyway. So why are you? Where Kendrick is like, no, please don't worry. I'm going to get you. And when I do, it's going to be sinister.
Yeah, I feel like the only reason why he needs to, like, I understand he doesn't need to, like, really rush to put it out. But if he doesn't, and then, like you said, the internet is just going to take it and be like, okay, well, Drake won. Because they're not gonna see anything for so long. They're going to forget about it. And like you said, the attention span is so short that they're going to be like, yeah, we don't really care about it no more. Oh, he responded. Okay, well. And I feel like if he responds, if he takes too long to respond, it's not going to feel as, like, powerful as it should be if he does it within the time span. As in, like, I know he said not, you know, if we get it a month later, it's going to be a lot. But I feel like a month is fine. Like, if he gets in a month,
like a year is fine.
A year is too long because if he takes a year, bro, everybody's gonna be like, wow, this happened last year, bro. Why are you still on it?
We in 2024 now, bro. Like, 01, Summer Jam, Super Ugly, Stillmatic, Ether, all of that, bro. Like, bro, dudes was taking. Jay-Z was like, he dropped 98, 99, and then 01? Or was it 98 and then 01?
It was, he was Reasonable Doubts 96, 97 is volume 1, 98 is volume 2, volume 3 is 99, Blueprint is 01.
You see, even with that,
Blueprint 2 is 02.
Even with that, I'm surprised.
That's Bonnie and Clyde.
I'm surprised, though, at that, because I feel like then it took longer for people to, like, actually drop music and all of that, and
a lot. I'm sorry, I had to correct my listeners. Blueprint 2 is 02. Blueprint, Black Album is 03. I'm the aficionado.
Right?
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like music is consumed so different now. And, like, dudes had, like, mixtapes back then for, like, that in-between time. But I feel like now it's way easier to just, like, drop a little something on YouTube so that, like, with all the label stuff and everything. But, like, for example, I'm fumbling over my words. This is more towards, like, the current time. Look at when Drake and Meek was beefing, right?
Mm. Is that 16?
Yeah, it's 2016. Whatever happened before, Drake drops back-to-back after the 4 days. And did Meek even respond after that? Or was it, like, yeah, Meek, what he did?
The Undertaker diss.
oh, well, yeah, look, what he did wasn't that. And then he was just done. But the real, like, real actual good response, like, not rush joint, was when he did the
War Pain.
Yeah, and that was mad long, like, that was mad long after.
And to your point, right? Because I think that's a great point you just made with the Meek and Drake.
Even with that, bro, like us, like, hip hop, like, they was like, oh, he finally, like, went back, and that was, like, worth it.
Killed that Nemo, too.
Killed it on that. So, but, like, by that time, the general public already made up their mind, like, yeah, Drake won.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, if he takes too long, that's exactly what's going to happen.
But here, now, so I'll challenge you with this, right? Though I do think they tapped out of it, and though I do think Meek was one of the people at the top of the game at that time, not only is Meek not Kendrick, Meek does not have that star power and never did have that star power that Kendrick has. I think Kendrick, first of all, I don't think they're the big three, but we're not going to get into my gripes right now. But Kendrick is on that level with Drake as a star. Yes, Drake is pop star, but really in rap, he's at that level, right?
Yeah.
So if in a year, a dude at that level comes out the gate and says anything, I think hip-hop's ear is going to be to that dude. I think Meek had gone through so much at that time, and people had gotten off Meek because Meek is not a super-duper-duper star, that when you spin back around, it wouldn't have that same effect, right? And even to that same, like, note, right, in keeping it recent, we look at how Push kills Drake, right? Whatever year Push kills Drake. Drake doesn't even respond to that until, when does Travis's album come out? Last year? Fourth quarter? Yeah, because he would never drop in January. But Travis' album comes out on fourth quarter. Drake finally responds. The response isn't, come on, Push. It was like, yo, dog, really? He killed you years ago. And the best you could give us is you melted my boss's chain down. The chain we just saw you wear in the video. Like, that, to me, that's why I feel like when it comes to Drake, people say he's battle tested. I don't doubt that. But I feel like the art of it all is just not there when it comes to beefing with him. And I think the internet is so in love with this dude and infatuated that they don't see that he can do any wrong. And I really do believe that Kendrick is about to come around with a haymaker to knock that light-skinned Negro on his backside.
I'm screaming, you know, this guy, son.
It really, he has to, though, because especially, like, let's say Drake didn't do what he did last night, then I feel like maybe his time, maybe Kendrick's timeline to drop is a little bit, like, longer. Pause. Like, I feel like he has more of a timeline after that. But now, like, the Negroes, he's playing with you in your face, bro, in front of the whole world. Like, I feel like you have to, like, that has to speed you up at least a little bit. Like, you don't have to drop tomorrow, but, like, bro, the Negro is sitting there playing with you, bro.
I feel like if he does take his time and drop, it needs to be the best thing he ever does, because, and he needs to actually, like you said, knock it on his behind, because
knock that light-skinned Negro on his behind.
Yes, yes, we know. Because if he doesn't, and he does something, like, weak, and he takes very long to do it, people are going to be like, yeah, you should have just shut up and not said anything at all.
Bro, if he does, like, I'm saying stuff relative to, like, this Nero Drake just dropped something else last night. He's playing with you. Like, if he drops, the way that he's applying the pressure right now, bro, if Kendrick drops anything, that, granted, like, the OVO fans and all that, they're going to find a way to say, oh, that's whack. But if, like, the general public is like, eh, like, if it's mid, or if it's not, like, the craziest diss that we've heard, like, in years or something, like, I feel like they're going to pack him up.
Let me ask y'all this, right? If y'all were rappers, if y'all were, huh? Oh, I thought you told me, my bad, RD, my bad. Like, my thing is, right, if you are Kendrick, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you, what would you do if you're Kendrick in this situation and Drake is doing all this gallivanting?
I think you just let him gallivant. I think you let him do his thing where he knows how to get the generation's attention outside of the music. And like you said, Kendrick is not from that cloth where he's always on the internet, this, that, and third, or doing the internet games. I think he just waits it out and then he drops. And I hope, like, if you wait that long, you got to drop something, like, really good. But, and if it isn't, it's a fluke, and then, you know, the internet, this, that, and third. But I think you just wait. You let him do what he had to do, because when you responded, you know, nobody, like, they wasn't rushing Drake. They wasn't like, yo, Drake is that. They're like,
oh no, they rushed him. They rushed him.
But it was like, it wasn't even like.
No, like they didn't rush yeah. the sweatshop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think so. Like, you just like, I think you let him do what he got to do. You let them have that fun. The OVO people, they say what they got to say. And I think you just come back with some good stuff.
You see, since we were like actively speaking about it, I could see like where you're coming from. And like, you don't have to rush. But me personally, I'm like, you know, Drake probably is going to do something else in like the next week or two. But like, let's say he didn't, right?
And I have a problem with that, but continue.
Like, let's just say he doesn't, like Drake doesn't do anything until Kendrick responds, right? If I'm Kendrick, I'm saying, all right, cool. He just did the Pac AI stuff. Cool. I'm going to give it like a cool couple of weeks, but I'm going to still drop this within a month, within like a month's time. I'm going to let that die down a little bit. It's going to get a little quiet. And then, like, on one random day, you're just going to see a link to The Heart Part 6. And I'm going to do a 6-7 minute The Heart Part 6 just bombing you.
Spanking you.
Pause.
Right. But you know what's my issue with Drake constantly shooting at Kendrick, if that is the route he chooses to go down? Because, you know, I just go over the history of all of this, right? Because I don't like the thinking of, hey, you know, I'm bigger than you. I don't got to respond to you, or I make more money. I don't got to talk to you, whatever, right? I use the same Drake. When Joe was shooting at you 4-5 times a week, right? Your excuse was, oh, well, I mean, I'm bigger than Joe. Like, what I got to say? You knew that that guy was giving you a lyrical onslaught and you couldn't say nothing to that dude, right? Push came around. Well, see, Push, he played with Drake. He said, you know, whatever he even said on Infrared, right? Mm-hmm. That made Drake feel like, I'm going to jump out the window. Oh, to see, the thing is, now when the Negro gets you that could really rap, because see, that's why I always say Meek was the wrong guy to start his villain arc, right? Because I'm MMG. So I was like, you know, Meek is going to watch that. Yeah, I was quiet.
Super wild.
Right? Me and Wale had to just sit back. We said, hey, look, man. I think we saw Ross around that
yeah,
time.
Yeah, we did.
I said, yo, Ross, we just got to sit this one out, yo. This look crazy, right? And that's what started it. But because this is the first time I've even really seen Drake really, really step up like this. Push. Oh, look. Will Chamberlain is starting, right? So when we see, I can't even speak. Dang, I forgot what I was saying. What was I saying?
You were saying like Drake, this is the first time like Drake stepped
right.
up.
Right, so you started that villain arc with him because it's on some like, oh, you know, if I could get him and y'all thought he was the top dude, I'm going to smoke all of these dudes. But you've already seen two real boogeyman type cats step up to you and you had nothing to say to these dudes, right? So I think because Kendrick is remaining so silent, is remaining so silent, that's what makes you think, oh, you know what, maybe I could get him. Because I guarantee you the second that he jumps out that window and smokes his boots, I don't think we hear from him again.
Well, then that flips it on Drake. That's my other point, because you're doing all of this. If Kendrick comes out and smacks you, bro, like, you have to respond. If you respond with something that's lackluster, you're cooked. Granted, you're Drake, so you're gonna outlive that regardless, but that's going to be another big blemish on your record. Like, you just got cooked. And you did all of that. You did all of that baiting and everything for you to get washed.
Yeah, that's crazy.
We could wrap this part up here, but who do you have in y'all top? What do you think is like the greatest beef of all time? Pause. All right, okay. Let's come on. What are we doing?
That was crazy.
No, my bro. Sorry.
I feel like I can't even answer this question, bro. After you just said it like that.
Y'all about to piss me off.
The greatest rap one-on-one lyrical battle was Jay-Z versus Nas.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I don't even think that's the best.
What's the best?
I think Kiss and Beans got it. Mm-hmm. I think that was. I am the aficionado. I think the disses were a lot more street. I think it was a lot more rugged. I think it was a lot more. Granted, Hov and Nas gave each other a lot of verses, but I think for me, it's Beans and I think second honorable mention might be 50 and Ross before I even put Hov and Nas.
Oh. 50 and Jaws up there too.
50 and Jaws. I thought you'd have one.
But now that he
Let me ask you, what does rap rap war?
Don't do that.
I was trying to hold my
No. You don't know. So every week I was asking them myself, what does this mean? What does the black community mean to you, right?
I know. That's why I'm laughing.
Oh, you didn't listen.
Exactly. I thought you didn't listen. But
yeah, how do you feel?
Oh, you only listened to that part, right?
No, one, Gio's the only white friend, so.
He's not white.
Oh, he's not white. South African.
Yeah, bro.
So, yeah, whatever.
What's wrong?
While we were away, we lost... I think I might want to watch how I say this. I was going to say we lost a very good man, but...
I don't know if you want to
say that. Well, I mean, you know, some people might...
Some people might view him that way, but... I don't know about the general public.
We lost a man.
We lost a man.
A football legend, a media legend, O.J. Simpson. Do y'all want to get into this?
I mean, we're already here, so.
We're here, right. Before, yeah, we'll get him at the 20. Oh, yeah, got it. O.J. Simpson passed, legendary football player, legendary just human being.
legendary, all right.
Yeah, he's a legend. After he passed, it was a lot of back and forth about, you know, whether he should be honored, whether he should be respected. You know, I think at the end of the day, you know, you just got to respect the dead. I think it's great to just shine light on the good he did, if he did, you know, let that be that. Right. Cool. Let's table that. Put that to the side. Let's all go back to 92 or 94.
I knew it was coming.
94. Yeah, the Knicks, 94.
Knicks.
Y'all are in a courtroom. Y'all are lawyers. Y'all are on Johnny Cochran's team or Chris Darden's team.
Oh, boy.
Do y'all think that OJ did it? This is going to be like the crime part, the crime series of the pod.
Screaming this guy, son.
My bad. Do y'all think OJ did it? And do you want me to get it started?
Well, I think he did it.
Okay, you don't know. No. You can't just say you think he did it.
Well, I'm going to say he did it because, you know, when we was back in school and we had to film me do the...
Oh, my point.
We had to do the whole crime scene and everything. I think all the evidence, feel me? I couldn't even go against the evidence. At first, you know, I was like, maybe he didn't do it. Let's try to make it interesting. Let me take the devil's advocate. Let me be devil's advocate. But I was like, nah, this guy did it. The evidence is pinpoint on him. Everything just seems to point to him. So it's like, it's so hard to be like, nah, he's not guilty.
And just to give a piece of background, I mean, everyone should know this case, but, you know, O.J. Simpson was tried for murdering his wife and friend Nicole Simpson and Richard Goldman, right?
It definitely was Nicole Simpson, but...
Nicole, what was it? Nicole Simpson, yeah. Something. Yeah, Simpson is the ex-wife.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, Nicole Simpson.
And Richard or Ronald Goldman, pardon. But the way I look at it, right, first of all, like I said, I'm young, gifted, and black. So to me... OJ could not have killed those people, right? It's just not far to me, right? But you have to remember, this is at a time where we're faced with racial tension in the country. We're coming off of Richard Pryor. Why can't we all get along? What's his name?
Ronnie King.
Ronnie King, you know, gets beaten by the LAPD. It's nothing but racial tension going on in the LA riots and all of that. And in America, we felt as if black people needed a win. Now, we didn't know where that win was going to come from, but when they put OJ up on that stand and in that trial, this was our time to say, you know what? If the justice system is going to continue to beat us down, this is going to be where we got our get back at right here. There's no way that our brother, Orenthal James, got up there and killed them people the way that they said that they did, right? The evidence is the evidence. There's blood on the Bronco. His blood is on the car. I mean, on the gloves. Blood all through the house and whatnot. Tears in his skin, rips in his clothes. Everything that's painted out is painted out for O.J. Simpson to go to jail for the murders of Nicole Brown. That was her name. Nicole Brown.
Yeah, I'm like, I know it's not Simpson.
And Ronald Goldman. Now, there's something in this case that's very important to note. And it's not that he was innocent or guilty. It's not that his DNA was there. It's none of that. It's none of that stuff. The important part of this whole case was that OJ was backed by one man, Mr. Johnny Cochran. Right? And that's important because Johnny Cochran sat up there and said, yo, you know what? As damning as this evidence might be, none of this can prove without a reasonable doubt that OJ Simpson is the one that killed these two people. And unless y'all can do it, it's not going to happen. In his famous words, If the glove does not fit,
you must acquit.
You must acquit. So cool. I'm going to take y'all back to eighth grade or whatever grade we in. We do a full-on anthropology. This is when I first learned the word anthropology. I never knew that word. Anthropology assignment to break down, did he or did he not do it? As you mentioned, right? Stealing my point, but that's cool. Mm. Everything. And do you have any theories about, well, we'll get there. I'm walking the dog right now. All the evidence is pointing to this man. You know, DNA, not partial DNA, because they like to say the son did it, none of that stuff. They say, you know what? OJ is the guy. Now, you little 13, 14-year-olds, I want y'all to sit here, look at all this stuff, look at all this damning evidence, and you tell me, did he do it? And me, at 13 years old, young, gifted, and black.
Yeah.
I said, Miss Blase, I don't think he did it. But here's the thing. I was approaching it as a black man in 94. Like, nah, I want to win for justice, white lady. Right? I like, there's no way that I'm going to let you have the power to say that a black man could have done this.
Black man in 94.
Just a side note. Like, I really wondered, like, how she, like, looked at you when you said that she wasn't guilty. Like, what was her mind thinking? Like, so, like, putting these kids to go do it and then like hearing like what they thought, I wonder what she was thinking.
Well, you got to remember, she's a white lady. So what do you think she thought?
I mean, she probably thought he did it.
But she did think he did it.
Yeah.
She told us
to do it. Off,
and that's exactly why. Because I'm going to flip it. I want to take it here. I'm going to take it.
You knew it was a trap. No.
If that would have been a black teacher, would she make that an assignment?
Nah, definitely not.
I'm going to get off that for a second. Right? Cool. Now we're all older. We're all mature. We know more. We've watched a couple episodes of Law and Order. I want to know, where do y'all lie as to who killed these people?
Hey, bro. Rest in peace to OJ. God bless the dead. But that's a little fishy, brother. You looking real, real suspect. Especially even from when I was, 13, looking at the evidence and all of that. I was saying, my brother, it's a little fishy. I'm surprised you out. You lucky to be a free man, dude. But I mean, hey, it is what it is. It happened. You feel me? He was acquitted. So that's what it is.
No, it's an audio experience. If you don't know, they can't see you shaking your head.
Oh, they
shaking his head.
Shaking my head, right?
Yeah,
but I already said in the beginning though that I thought that he did it, so I know like that's my stance on it. Like I think he's guilty. Like I think he did that shit.
Of course, the white man would think that.
So here's my thing though.
Wait, hold on. Now he wants to speak.
No, take it there.
I will refuse to let the white man come in and tell me the black man is guilty when the glove did not fit.
How do you feel about that?
The glove did not fit. You know how you put the glove on, right? He literally put it right here.
Oh, leave him alone.
leave him alone, right?
But, you know, my thing with the case was this, right? Because as someone who, I'm into this whole anthropology thing, right? I want to be on record now saying I do think he did it, right? I'm just saying that behind closed doors. I'm not, in real life, I'm going to say it, he didn't do it. But
let down that
behind closed doors,
gifted in black.
No.
Yeah, you let down
yourself. You know
everything
that?
I say on this record is a lie.
Okay,
so when you see me outside,
I see you doing
for entertainment purposes. That's it. Yeah. Right.
Off the record.
You're right. But my thing is this: how can you, if you, for example, and I'm gonna use you for an example, but you have to answer this question. If you say he did it, I need you to paint the picture for me of what you think he did to get there.
To get where?
To get home after murdering these people?
I don't know. He drove his Bronco?
No. Like, what was the driving force that would have made him want to go out? What would his MO have been to go out and kill these people?
I mean, I forgot what was, like, the whole... obviously, that was his ex-wife, right? Or
that was his ex-wife. For a minute, though.
For a minute. But I think that's kind of, like, the thing, though. Like, I guess, like, maybe he was envious or something like that, this and that, of like who she was dealing with at the point. And you know, I think that's all that needs to be said, really, to be honest.
You ever been there before?
Oh my god, here we go. No, I've never been there before. Like what?
She was fooling around. Yeah, OJ did not like that.
Nah, that ass.
Okay. I'm not gonna stay on this too long. That was funny. We have some guests in the house. Hello, guests. How y'all doing? If y'all want to jump into this one, y'all can, right? There's an epidemic going on in the Black community. And I believe it's killing our people.
Uh-oh.
So the way some of them go, it might kill some of them.
It might kill some of these people. The epidemic in the Black community currently are these 20 versus 1 challenges.
Pop your balloon challenges.
The pop your balloon challenges.
What is that? What's the show on Netflix?
The Love is Blind?
Yeah, I think.
I don't know. I kind of like that.
Yeah, but that's crazy, though. That's crazy, though. Same thing with the Ultimatum. That's another crazy ultimatum show.
Okay, so wait, hold on.
Sick.
We in two places. We going to go Love is Blind, or we going to go...
I mean, but they all kind of fall under the
but
same
But I want to talk about
but,
both.
You know, one is on YouTube, one is on Netflix.
So wait, where you want to start?
We can start YouTube.
Okay. The reason I think it's an epidemic amongst the Black community is this, right? I don't think that... I think we are all great. We are better than all of everybody, right? Why are we here going into these YouTube studios trying to auction ourselves off like slaves? Gotta turn around like rotisserie chickens. Gotta
do a 360.
To me, that is so degrading, right? And to me, that's for the other side. That's for them, right? That's not for us. No, not women.
Oh, yes. Did I hear?
No, not women. The other side. Like, this is the you feel it? Yeah, there we go. You gotta be shy, eh?
Community, right? That's what you mean.
The other community. I mean, I don't want to be so explicit in saying it, and then they like. Oh,
I mean, if you're gonna film me late, just label.
We doing it, right? I feel like when I watched, you know, when it started, it was like, oh, you know, this is cool, and you know what it gave me, you know, visions of when I first watched it. You know, like Flavor of Love. You know, I Love New York, mm-hmm. Chance and Real, whatever them joints is called, yes. Right?
Like, for the Love of Ray J,
the Bachelor, all that stuff. Love of Ray J. That was the vibe the energy was giving me, and it was.
I'm impressed.
And it was me.
Nah, for real.
It was me saying, oh, you know what?
Kabrita, I know who I am.
We're bringing back a vibe and energy that was kind of missing because we haven't seen these shows since like 2005, right? And we're putting it on YouTube. It's more content based, and to me, it was looking like a real entertaining.
Oh, you even had that in the first place,
huh? Oh, so. Yeah. Entertaining thing, right? You know, you get your ratings and all of that. But I feel like it's gone into a place where it's... How do y'all feel?
I feel like having to go up there and do your monkey dance to get shows is not... That's not the wave. But it can be pretty entertaining.
I feel like it's like a stupid online dating, pretty much what it is. Like you're legit
stupid online dating when
you're just sitting there going yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, based on either looks or what they say. And that's like you said, it's degrading because like legit all they're doing is going spinning like rotisserie chicken. It's hilarious. But yes, that's what they're doing. And they're just basing it off looks. And like you said, it's like pretty much auctions. Instead
it's
of,
funny too, cause like you say it's like they basing off looks, but then when you go to the pop the balloon joint, it'd be like the dudes that have like mad good careers, like that. And then when you don't have a good career,
boom, it's over.
Oh, no. And then if you're ugly, you walk in.
and then they walk in and they all pop their balloon, bro.
Yo, bro, I'm gonna just walk back out. Like, yo, bro, I don't want to be here no more.
And then you know what I don't like about that neither too now, because now it creates the dialogue of like, yo, we are really at the point where if someone is up here telling you that they have a high five-figure or six-figure profession, mm-hmm. that is not enough for me to think that you're worth my time. Like, I'd much rather have this 6-1 scammer who can do nothing for me and that when these cameras turn off. Like, you know, it creates these narratives and these dialogues that are just so negative and that are being, you know, put onto. And realistically, it goes into our real life because now it's like, well, if this girl who got 75,000 followers don't want the doctor, why would I? Or, you know, whatever profession.
And that's bad. The internet is not a real place.
No, please tell me more.
That's it. The internet isn't real.
Internet isn't real.
Like, all this stuff that you see on the internet, bro, like, it's not... It's people, like... You feel me? Doing everything that people are not going for on the internet, bro, it's women that's going for that and more in real life. They just saying it on the internet because it looks good.
I don't know. I agree with KB said, like, you know, it kind of brings these narratives and this and third, and then it makes women or men think it like, oh, it's okay to be like, oh, like, I don't like you because this and third, or you ugly, so I should perceive you this way, even though you got, feel me, this and third going on. But We got somebody, we got a guest on the mic now.
You can introduce her, yeah. Speak your piece.
No, yeah, I'm done. Go ahead.
You want to introduce yourself?
What am I supposed to say?
You got to introduce yourself first.
I'm Nena. Hi, guys.
Hey,
stop looking at me. No,
his kid be standing there with his hand on his hip looking at her.
Did you just ask what we're talking about?
Yeah.
You've been listening to the conversation the whole time.
Concerning what? Like the 20 versus one thing?
Yeah, and how do you feel about how it perpetuates us in all that's been viewed on the TikToks and the Instagrams or whatnot?
I just feel like it makes Black people look so stupid. No offense. Like, it makes Black people look dumb. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like y'all were talking about, like, comparing it to, like, Flavor of Love. But I feel like even with that, like, when they would do little stuff like that, like, they would censor it. Like, you wouldn't even, like, be able to see it or be, like, a little bit. But when you watch it, like, on YouTube and stuff, it'd be like, can you curse on here?
Yeah.
Oh. It'd be like girls just showing their pussy.
Oh, wow.
Jesus. Nah, you went crazy with that one.
I'm sorry.
I didn't think that was going to go that way.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I personally wouldn't do it myself,
Nah, yeah, that is crazy. I do agree, though, too, like what you're saying, though. Like, it'd be kind of, like, super degrading when they be like, yo, can you do a 360? And then they be getting real explicit with it. I'm not going to say, you know, showing their pussy and all that, but, you know. Yeah, it'd be crazy.
They'd be wild on that joint.
They definitely do. It don't even be like a 20 versus one. It'd be like just, I don't know, but it'd be some weird shit going on there.
And there'd be pretty girls on there. Like, they don't need to be on there. Like, but I feel like with that, like, I feel like it kind of correlates to, like, how hard it is to date now. So I feel like that's why it's
shit.
Elaborate on what? It's hard to date right now.
Explain.
But no, I think he more so is referring to the correlation of that.
I just feel like when it comes down to, like, a lot of women, even men sometimes, like, the values, like, what they have, like, you're not really meeting a partner that's, like, I don't know if I'm making sense. It's, like, kind of hard to meet somebody who's, like, checks off all your boxes is what I'm trying to say. So it's, like, you just kind of deal with whoever want to deal with you, essentially.
I mean, I feel like people's qualifications and stuff is so high now, and nothing against that, because you feel me, like, get, like, what you want and everything, but it'd be damn near impossible to check off all of those boxes. Like, I feel like a lot of people be looking for a long time, and I feel like a lot of people will let go of somebody who checks 9 out of 10 boxes because they don't check off that last one. They'll let them go,
yeah.
And they'll be
hoping for somebody to check everything,
bro. And their next 10 people they deal with is 2 out of 10, 3 out of 10, 1 out of 10.
And then now you like, yo, but I should have stayed with dude that checked off, or the woman
but realistically, you're not gonna meet anyone who checks off all your boxes. Like, that's
It's just not realistic. It's not at all.
Unless it's some fairy tale, then shit.
I'm scared.
And I feel like that's touching on something right now, right? Because we started with all the Paul's beef earlier, right?
Yeah.
And then we just talked about, don't laugh, then we talked about just now someone that checks off all the boxes, right? I think something that's been going on too that is in both of those are the celebrities cheating and the get back and all of that, right? But I don't want to stick on them because their world is different from ours, right? Or the same. I'm speaking to a lot of the people, you know, for the New Yorkers listening, when Ella is found out to be cheating on a Boogie, right? Or on a bigger scale, that Quavo was cheated on with Saweetie by Chris Brown, right? And people are championing it like, you go, girl. That guy did you wrong. You do him wrong right back while y'all together and all of that. I want to know, like, what is going on? What is going on now? Because, like Nena said, I think it just speaks to how difficult it is dating right now, right? What is going on now, whether it be in the atmosphere or what social media, as people like to say, that we have just become so, what's the word? Not nonchalant. It's what it starts with an N.
Nonchalant?
It might be nonchalant. Or numb, whatever, right?
Could be numb.
To seeing wrongdoings, but then championing it and bigging it up, knowing that if we were in these positions and if we were in these predicaments, we would be in church every Sunday asking the Lord to, you know, to show us better ways.
That's a good question. Or like a good statement. I don't know. I feel like being nonchalant is kind of like, I don't know how to say it. It's kind of something like people want you to be. Like being someone who doesn't really show emotions is kind of like a win. I don't know. But I wonder why it's like that though. Maybe because like being vulnerable is just not easy. Like it's kind of like too much, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, to your point, being vulnerable, that's not really like the way to go. Cause you know, people be playing around with like, you know, your vulnerability and all of that. But to KB's point, I feel like people have just become so like enamored. Write that word down. people become so enamored with like watching other people's lives play out like on TV and on the internet and stuff, to where like they kind of lose that reality feeling of like, and I feel like if you could watch something happen to somebody else and say, yo, I won't let that happen to me. Like, I'll do this, I'll do that. But then when it happens to you, like when you actually in it, it's a whole nother story. Like,
nah, yeah.
Some people might be numb to it.
And to like piggyback off your, you want to say something?
Go ahead.
To piggyback off his point, I feel like a lot of people too kind of like fetishize the life of a celebrity.
Yes.
And also kind of like see, like take what they see and then try to like do it in their life. And I feel like a lot of the times too, like that stuff doesn't, like you can't apply somebody that has this and the third to your life or is in this tax bracket to your life. Yeah. I feel like if you don't live that lifestyle, then you can't like take those morals and integrity and then try to apply it to your life. And
then morals.
Expect that out of somebody that maybe isn't even in that tax bracket or can't do those type of things for you. So that's what I feel like.
They want to live other people's lives. That's what they only want to do. That's what it is. Because legit, like you said, you're looking at somebody else's life saying, oh, I want that. And instead of being realistic and seeking what you actually want, you're just going after what somebody else has and just trying to seek that.
Bro, it's all of that. Like, you're watching people's lives. You're watching the memes that everybody's putting up and you're trying to like implement that into your life. And
that's weird.
Nah, it's super weird.
But that's what people is doing. Like,
I do not sit in my room and be like, yeah, I want to have this in my life. Like what somebody else has. Like, I do not sit in my room and be like that. I be thinking about other stuff.
I'm screwing.
But then what do you think is the driving force behind that? Because I think the easy blanketed way to put it is we want to live life like a celebrity, or they want to live lives like celebrities, right? But there has to be a driving point or like a deriving point that got you there. Right. So like when I look at it, like I say a certain way, you know, we all have people that I don't want to say idolize, we should not idolize, but we all have people that we look up to. There might be a couple or two that we want to say, oh, that's the goal or whatnot. But what is it that takes an individual or a group of people to take it over the top and say, you know, if, again, I'm just using Ella Banz, if Ella Banz is able to cheat on A Boogie, why can I not cheat on A from down the block? Right. Why can I
down the block.
Right? You know, why can I not do all these things? I feel like it's something deeper. And if y'all can speak to it, something deeper than just saying, oh, because I love this celebrity. It can't be that little going on in your life and the experiences that you say that every step of the way and every step that I take, it gotta be like this person that I'm, like you said, fetishizing behind.
Yeah, I think it, but I also think too, I think it's easy to be influenced when you see other people online also agreeing with you. And it's like, okay, then this has to be right in some type of way. So like it's not even like, oh, like I don't have a lot of stuff going on in my life. It's more so like I see more people backing up what I think and it's not as far-fetched. So like to me, it's like it's okay. Like it's okay in this world in a way.
I think they just can't differentiate what, like you said, what's reality and what's fake. Because if you're sitting there thinking that the person on the screen that you're watching is agreeing with you, you're sick. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, they're doing it just for numbers. Most of the time, they're just doing it for numbers. Mm-hmm. They're doing it for money. That's how they get paid and all that. And you're doing it, doing nothing. Just you're trying to hurt your own heart.
Yeah, man. It's crazy. All these women, they championing Ella. Ella.
Why just the women?
I was about to jump in and say the same.
What do you say, woman? I said, oh.
No, I was going to jump in and say because I definitely do think it's both sides of the coin, because I think the same way, you know, we talk about the Ella thing is staying there when A Boogie is the one who's getting his heart broken. Like, I'm just using these names as, you know, people as a benchmark, right? Instead of them saying, yo, A, go get therapy. Yo, A, take some time for yourself.
Yeah, you think A's listen to us,
you know,
right?
What I'm saying? That's like nobody wants to hear that on the internet, though. Yeah, so, like, feel me? You can just
clown. I feel like that, like, what you're saying, like, with therapy and stuff like that, I feel like that's more generally towards women. Like, I don't really feel like there be men that be like, yeah, I should get therapy. Or like, I feel like when they be playing girls, like when men play girls in general, their friends be like, oh, keep playing them. Like, I don't think they be like, maybe take some time. I've never heard that before.
Maybe take some time.
You have to remember, oh, yeah, you?
No, go ahead.
You have to remember too, right? Like, granted, as true, because that's extremely true, right? If you got a gang of dudes, it's not, yeah, let's go seek help. It's, we smashing the net, you know what I'm saying? But I think, wow, it's a loud echo. Right? But I feel like that's another thing that plays into the town that we're in today. Granted, I'm not saying in the 80s they were saying, oh, let's go shuck and drive to the doctor. But I'm saying, like, you know, I feel like those are the narratives, those are the things that would speak life into how we are today. I think because the internet is the driving force of man today, if these people at the top, right? Because I don't think for my life, they don't start at the top. I know it start with me, right? Me and my God first. But if the person up there, person X goes, yo, you know what? I've been cheated on. Instead of me making an album for you to listen to and make me go platinum, let me show you the steps that I'm taking to better my life. Let me show you the steps that you as a man... No,
I think the audience is saying no, we want that damn album.
But that's because
think about it. Every single time, we just go for A Boogie.
We're in New York. Let's go.
Yeah, we'll just go for A Boogie. When A Boogie was heartbroken, everybody loved him, right? They said, oh, this album is great, da da da. When he got back with Ella, oh no, break up with her again because the albums are better when you were broken up.
Sorry, is A Boogie famous in New York or something?
Technically. He's like a Martin Luther King.
Martin Luther King is crazy.
But yes, when he was with her, they were like, oh, this music is trash. We don't want to listen to this. You're making BS. They were literally championing Ella to break up with him again. And now that it's finally happened, not break up, but cheat on him again. And now that it's finally happened, they're like, oh my goodness, we can't wait to get the album. The people are literally sitting waiting to hear A Boogie scream, you know, cry his heart out in the album.
Yo, you don't think that's crazy, bro?
That's like, kind of wild.
You think that's crazy? Like, the whole public wants you to go through heartbreak and depression and stuff so they could get art.
They want you to crash out.
Literally, they want you to crash out.
I feel like.
You said what?
Heartbreak brings out a little bit of spice.
Mm.
I mean, that's why his albums be better.
Inner sadness and bring it out.
So but like, why?
His albums be better.
Bro, but why would everybody want that? Because you feel me? If it was you, like, you would look at them like, yo, what the fuck? Like, y'all want me to go through all of this just for some music, bro? Like, y'all don't want no happy music? Y'all just want sadness all the time?
Literally, you want to go through pain just so I can make some music? You don't like my other music?
Nah, for real. They want you to crash out, bro, in public. They want to see a downfall, feel me? All that good stuff, people don't champion.
Genuinely want you to be happy. Like, you rarely run into people like that.
Nah, yeah. The internet, that's not the place where they want you to jump. Yeah. They just, feel me? They amp you up, and then they want to see you crash out, and then that's it.
That's why you should just not be on social media.
That's hard.
I don't.
No, if you could differentiate, I think if you could differentiate, you'd be fine.
Yeah, if you could separate reality from the internet, I feel like that most people can't do that, though.
Yes.
Me? But it's not hard, feel me?
It really isn't. Just literally just differentiate it. You know, this
stay
is not...
off, like, just stay off the shade room, the spiritual word, everything. Just stay off all that.
Yes,
just
this is...
Don't even, like...
Or just tell yourself, this is not my life. Let me live life.
That's hard because they want that life. You know, everybody's so envious.
Yes.
Like, it's hard to be like, yo, yes, like...
literally.
I don't know. I used to enjoy social media, but now, like, I don't really like it like that. Like, I don't really post like that anymore. Like, I don't know. I can't really tell you, like, exactly why, but...
No, I was about to ask, like, why don't you post on social media? Is it the, because this is something I've been seeing a lot lately. Like, a lot of people feel like they kind of want that mysterious.
No, kind of like. I don't know if you're mysterious.
I think that's what she's laughing.
I'm going to go ghost for like 3 months and then I'm going to come back. Like, hey guys, I'm in Aruba or something.
No, granted, like when I'm not on social media, like people do reach out to me and be like, oh, I haven't seen you post in a while. Like, are you okay? Blah, blah. But like, I really don't be on social media because I just don't like the idea of people that I don't know who don't really care about my well-being, who don't really talk to me to know what I'm doing every day. That's all it is.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
You don't want people in your business.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I could. I could see that. That's, you feel me? That's actually logical. And I can agree with that too, because I don't post all the time. But like, you feel me? When I feel like posting, I'll post.
Yeah. Like if I'm lit with my friends and I feel like posting, I'm going to repost it.
And then undownload. Exactly.
Now, literally, you just post. So, honestly, what I think it is, social media is supposed to be you posting your good times and that's it. Mm-hmm. A lot of people take it further than it was supposed to be. And they start, like you said, analyzing it. Think that they're not supposed to be in like spiritual word and share your room and all that stuff, because literally when I post happiness, and you know, one of my highlights is enjoying life, because that's what you're supposed to do.
But I feel like for me, like I used to post happy stuff, but I feel like I also used to use social media to like vent a lot. Mm-hmm. And I feel like when I was like really vulnerable like that to other people, it just made me feel like icky inside. That's all. I was just like, okay, people know way too much about me. Literally. Chill right now.
Yeah, social media is not supposed to be used like that. Just giving up too much information.
Yo, nah, man. You only going to post your highlights, so you feel me? Like I said earlier, the internet is not a real place. So if he was only posting their highlights, that's all you're going to see. You're not going to see the dark days. You're not going to see the grind. You're not going to see them getting out the mud.
Yes. Yep. You got to legit treat it like how it's supposed to be treated. Just something that's supposed to be highlighted in your life. That's it.
Yeah, and you really shouldn't.
I don't know. I like old Instagram when they just used to post like, I don't know,
random stuff.
When they didn't have like as many features.
They used to post random stuff.
Or they be doing like the dumps and stuff. Yeah, like, I don't like the fact like when you go out with your friends, at least for me, like as a female, like when I go out with my friends, they'd be like, oh, can you take my picture? But then it'd be like 1,000 pictures. Yeah. And then they'd be like, I don't like none of them. I'd be like, golly, I'm not talking about you.
I was going to say.
I'm not talking about you.
Talking about somebody.
I don't mind taking your picture, Sade. I'm talking about everybody else.
No, we have one. No, we have one too.
When you out somewhere, it's not really about enjoying where you're at. It's about just getting the perfect picture. Yeah. And I'd just be like, golly, like, do you not want to just enjoy like what is going on in the moment versus like trying to get the
picture? You see that, but it's like, to play devil's advocate, it's like, okay, yeah, you want to just enjoy the moment, but you also need that picture to
document.
I'm not saying that, like, I'm not saying you shouldn't take pictures. I take pictures myself. What's wrong with just taking a quick snap and then just putting your phone down?
Oh, you need,
you know, sometimes the angles don't be angling.
Okay, I guess.
But like, why is that such the, like, why is that the thing though? Like, why does it have to be my angles angling and this gotta be perfect? And like, you feel me? I gotta have the Maybach in the back of the picture. I gotta have the PJ.
Nah, really?
Nah, so we have to have the PJ.
That's just how social media has conditioned, I think, everybody to make your life more glamorized than what it is. And it sucks that we live in that kind of society, but it is what it is. That's what the internet has done to us.
Hey, that's why mine don't matter.
Mind over matter, huh?
And when do y'all really think that change kind of happened? Because, you know, like Nana said before, like you used to be able to just post your breakfast, like, you feel me, your bacon and eggs and everything. And like, nobody really bad nights, or is it like, you feel me, people just like it and it's like,
then I can move on.
Yeah, that's like if somebody did that now, like, everybody be like, yo, what the fuck? Like, you're messing up your.
I feel like it really started when people started getting into content creation.
I think I'm gonna start before
COVID
though.
And like after that, like, I don't know, because maybe before COVID I wasn't even posting on Instagram.
I don't think so.
You didn't see no breakfast, no lunch, no dinner.
I don't even think I had no breakfast on my phone. I don't think so. I was like beginning of college, like, I don't even remember being on Instagram like that.
I think it started before that. I think it definitely started around, I can't even say a year, but I think when people just started, I would say just start going outside more and just being in the clubs and just, mm-hmm. and literally just, instead of just partying, they're now buying bottles and, you know, doing all that stuff.
But to piggyback on what she was saying though, like content creation too, and then also just the amount of features that Instagram and all these social media apps have given us to just be like, to give like the ultimate access to our life. To kind of like be in our lives and have that 24/7 access of like being able to, yo, I can post a story now and let you know where I'm at or what I'm doing now, instead of just like I have to make a whole post on the main. So all those things really like enable everybody to kind of like just dive deep into everybody's life. So like, yeah.
I think y'all were saying something earlier about trying to keep up with celebrities. I feel like the only reason why I say COVID was because, like, I don't know if y'all got like unemployment. So like, oh, you know, it's like hella, you know, it's like hella money. So like a lot of people, at least from where I was at, people took unemployment and just started like really just going off, like really balling, getting the stuff that they wanted. Yeah. And it was like, when you see stuff like that, and then like after unemployment was over, I feel like everyone's trying to keep up with that.
Pretty
like,
much.
Trying to keep up with like just being like a baller and shit like that. So I feel like that kind of like contributes to that, or trying to like mimic the celebrity type of.
Yes, I think it is. Idea. I think it really is. It's like they saw that if they could afford what the celebrities are doing, they're saying, if they can do it, why can't I? And just kept doing it. And they were, like you said, trying to maintain it after they weren't able to, and just trying to keep up with the celebrities that they know they can't keep up with because they're two totally different tax brackets.
So what you're saying is the change from Instagram being what it was to becoming more like aesthetic based, and like I gotta look a certain way. So what you're saying is that started when niggas started scamming.
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much. Because
and PPP loans was hitting.
Hey, if they were scamming before, we didn't know about it as much. But now, everybody know about it, and it's idolized, which is so crazy.
That was like around COVID time, right? I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like before that, it was like little scams, like paying off your ticket like half off, or getting like your plane ticket half off.
Like that. Nah, a plane ticket half off is crazy. What if they find out you're half off and they just
kick you off the flight?
It's mid flight, they just throw you off.
They don't give you a parachute, they just kick you off and say, look, fend for yourself.
Like, nah, really imagine.
Check your seat.
Imagine that though, you do a flight half off, right? And you do your flight half off, everything's going good, right? You get on the plane and the lady comes up.
Flight attendant, right?
Yeah, flight attendant. Excuse me, sir. You're gonna have to come this way with us. And then you go to the cost, you find out that the name that they gave you your ticket under is somebody on a no fly list.
Nah, that's sick. No. What? That would be crazy.
You're finished.
Bro, I wasn't even thinking about it. Like, what if you did like a half off hotel and they just made sure like you never can go back in your hotel room and legit just kept all your stuff and said, look, fend for yourself.
Kept your stuff in the room?
Kept your stuff in the room.
Oh, no.
And just locked your joint in the room and said, yeah, you don't want to pay. You don't want to pay us. We're going to sell your stuff.
Yeah, you're going to have to buy it back.
Super buy it back.
Use the money, right? No more half off.
No more half off.
Use your bread.
Geo. We don't even be going through. Like, sometimes it works. Sometimes you get to a hotel, they'd be like, oh, well, I don't got your name here. You'd be like, goddamn.
That's tough.
Gio.
Here we go.
How do you feel like the change from Instagram then and now has affected the black community?
Ooh. Sorry. That was a good one.
I don't know why they keep doing this either, bro.
I don't know. Nah. I don't got an answer for that, feel me? Because, feel me? Step back.
Yeah, I got it, right?
All right, well, look.
I think it might be time, right?
On that note, it's been real. It's been great. You wrapping up. You feel me? Usually you would hear it's your boy LOKO, but nah, it's AD today. All right? All right?
It's your boy Mr. Jigga, African Jigga.
It's G. Jetson.
Nana, we're waiting on you too.
It's Nana.
You know what I'm saying? We did what we do, like we do it for TV. Each and every time we do it, we do it. You know what I mean? We come to you giving you an audio experience like no other. When we come, we put it down. Pause. Right? So you got to understand something,
this guy
right?
is, yo, unleashed.
All right, you're doing a lot. All right, right? you see, I'm going to keep up with you. You're going to extend this episode. Keep playing with me.
Is that the episode,
right? Right. You want to say thank y'all for listening to another week of Spark the Convo. Want to say thank y'all for constantly reaching out. Thank y'all for constantly, you know, getting on our heads tops about the things that we say up here. You know, this is an episode we behaved for, right? You know, and I want to thank my brothers for that. You know, no talk of the escorts, no talks of the, you know, y'all got into the scamming a little bit. off mic, don't worry. But we want to say thank y'all again. Hope y'all are here for this episode and be back again next week. This your man, LOKO. Everybody else that already greeted y'all, give y'all your salutations. So you know what that means. We out of here. One.
Peace. First piece on Bling Blow, next piece on Blizzard, baby.
Oh, no.